This is Jason Anderson, director of the Compline Choir. As we celebrate 65 years of praying and chanting the office of Compline at St. Mark's Cathedral in Seattle, we share with you this podcast of the office of Compline, recorded live by the Compline Choir. Please support this podcast and the ministry of the choir by making a sustaining or one-time offering on our website at complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.
The Compline Choir and St. Mark's Cathedral acknowledge that we gather on the traditional land of the first people of Seattle, the Duwamish people, who are still here. And we honor with gratitude the land itself and the life of all the Coast Salish tribes. Jesus went to the temple in Jerusalem, and he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. Making a whip of cords, he drove all of them out of the temple with the sheep and the cattle. He also poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. He told them, "Stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples remember that it was written, "Zeal for your house has consumed me."
Thanks be to God.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
who hath made heaven and earth.
Let us humbly confess our sins unto Almighty God.
We confess to God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, through our own grievous fault. Wherefore we pray God to have mercy upon us. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us all our sins, and deliver us from all evil. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and bring us to life everlasting, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
May the Almighty and merciful Lord grant unto us pardon and remission of all our sins, time for amendment of life, and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Tell how often he offends. cleanse me from my secret faults. Above all, keep your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not get dominion over me. Then shall I be whole and sound, and innocent of a great offense. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer, glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, who is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love.
Thanks be to God.
Gubernator's Favor.
this mortal flesh we stay. 'Tis thou who dost the soul defend. Be present with us to the end.
Deo patris gloria, meus et soli filio, sancto simulcum spiritu, nunc et per omnes seculum. Amen.
Keep me as the apple of an eye.
Ascended into hell. The third day he rose again from
art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Blessed art thou, Lord God of our fathers,
to be praised and glorified above all forever.
Let us bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Let us praise and magnify him forever.
Blessed art thou, O Lord, in the firmament of heaven.
To be praised and glorified above all forever.
The Almighty and Most Merciful Lord, guard us and keep us his blessing.
Amen.
Visit, we beseech thee, O
Visions of Jeremiah, Part 1, a setting by Thomas Tallis. The text is Lamentations, Chapter 1, Verses 1 and 2, with a traditional introduction and refrain. Here beginneth the Lamentations of the prophet Jeremiah. Aleph. How solitary sits the city, once so full of people. How like a widow has she become. She that was great among the nations, she that was a princess among the provinces, has become a vassal. Bait. She weeps in the night, tears on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she finds none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, turn thee to the Lord thy God.
Thank you. The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, bless and preserve us.
Amen.
This has been a podcast of the Office of Compline, recorded live at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle by the Compline Choir. Please support this podcast and the ministry of the choir by making a sustaining or one-time offering on our website at complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.